Welcome to the National Association of Realtors Commercial Connections Podcast. This is the forum that features interviews with top commercial experts from across the country, sharing their best practices to help you improve your business.
Well, welcome to Commercial Connections Podcast. My guest today is Lloyd Berry. Lloyd serves as the Director of Operations for the 50 million square foot Colliers International Management Division in Chicago, responsible for the company's service delivery to office, medical, office, industrial, retail clients. He focuses on client account management, strategic planning, and execution and coordination of all client services, including management and construction services. He coordinates all of the Colliers Asset Resolution Services in Chicago, acting as a court-appointed receiver throughout Illinois and Northwest Indiana. And he is also an active member of the Colliers International Leadership Committee, working to continually improve the performance of the entire management organization located throughout the United States. Welcome, Lloyd Berry.
Alex, it's good to be with you today.
Well, I am so excited about having someone of your caliber in the industry, of your standing, on Commercial Connections Podcast. Our practitioners, our commercial, NAR commercial practitioners, and there's roughly, depending on how you count them, maybe up to 300,000 who either are full-time in commercial or part-time in commercial activities in real estate, have the opportunity in listening to us today to hear from one of the top commercial practitioners in the country. And you're in one of the major markets, Chicago, Illinois, and very successful. And I'm hoping that you'll share with our practitioners some of the things that you think have guided you, some of the touchstones, some of the important values, if you will, that have contributed to your success that they might also learn from your success. So tell us what your thoughts are on that subject.
Alex, I've worked in commercial real estate here in Chicago for 25 years for a variety of firms, most mid to large size firms. And I've found over the years that we focus primarily here on three major areas for us to be successful as we compete for service delivery for our clients. And those three items would be a compelling market value proposition to engage our clients, because we have a number of different types of clients, from value-add players to pension funds. The second item would be our collaboration internally. And then our third area would be our community involvement, both on an international and national and local stage.
Well, I'm real interested to explore those because they've contributed to your success. If you could add some color and some depth, what would you say about this compelling value proposition? And I kind of think I know where you're going with that, but I'd like to hear you respond.
Well, for us, we compete extensively here with major international firms such as Jones Lang LaSalle and CBRE and others. And so for us, the key is to differentiate ourselves. For us, as we look at it, we approach each assignment in a unique fashion, and we try to bring a solution to our clients that is specifically tailored to their needs. And it's that level of involvement and planning that continues to bring our clients back to us versus our competition. And for
what we do is
we lead in with our research and understanding where the market is for our clients. For here at Colliers, we have one of the best research departments in the world. At an international or local level, we have the best intelligence that's out there. And that helps us get out in front of opportunities for our clients.
Yeah, I can see
that. The other area that you'll see here is that in a large market is that we specialize in asset types, whereas, you know, down in Central Illinois with your firm Sperry Van Ness, the people down there are more generalists and will work in a variety of different asset types.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And You know, my son's a doctor, and he always said he wanted to be a general practitioner. And I told him, I said, you know, that's fine, but you know, the more of a specialty you get in medicine, the more you're going to get paid. And now today he's a surgeon, so he must have listened to his dad. But that's the point. And the
well,
same
that's
is
good.
Yeah. The same is true, I think, for us as real estate practitioners. Well, before we run out of time, I want to touch on what about collaboration? Since that was one of your touch points, what would you say about that?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we tend to specialize, but our clients, you know, generally do not specialize. They will look at investments in office, industrial, and retail. So the key for us is to have the retail team engaged with the office investment advisory team, you know, and those folks engaged with our industrial practice. So there's a lot of walking around in our office here, you know, talking about what our client needs are and then trying to leverage those relationships to keep the business here at Colliers.
Well, I think that's wonderful because collaboration is the key, I think, as we go into the future of this business, and that's the model that works. In the past, it was always kind of like a gatekeeper mentality. Nobody was kind of telling anybody anything. And you would find firms, you know, you'd call their Chicago office, and they didn't know anything about what was going on in the New York office. And, you know, and it's just, you know, no one's talking to anybody, even internally. And so what you say there is really, really, I think, a corporate culture that and a value that it must contribute to your success, and I think we all can learn from that. Collaboration is the key. Think about it. You know, the saber-toothed tiger and the Tyrannosaurus Rex are gone. Who survived? It was the collaborators. It was those little furry little monkeys that we turned into, you know. Collaboration was successful, and I think it is successful for us in real estate.
Well, one thing that I would add to that, Alex, is you and I both have a lot of friends in the industry, and many of those either run their sole proprietorship or, you know, smaller type firms. And, you know, for those people, even though they don't necessarily work for a large firm, the key is to identify the best in class professionals in each segment and then bring those people together, even though you may not all work for the same company, bring those people together and have, you know, a consistent service delivery model for your clients, and then continue to share the business amongst one another.
Yeah, I just so believe in that. It's like I'm a dyed-in-the-wool, true believer in that. And the more we can, you know, as a trade organization, practice that, I think all boats rise with the tide, and that's the way we got to go. Well, what about community involvement? What did you mean by that?
Alex, you and I both have a very strong faith-based approach to our lives and to our business. And here at Colliers and at a number of other firms, the key for us is to recognize the success that we generate in our business on a day-to-day basis and then be able to give that back to the communities for which we're involved. Here at Colliers, we participate internationally. For example, when we had the tsunami in Indonesia in 2010, we had a specific fundraising initiative for that. We have an international fundraising endeavor every year called Everyone Gives. And then here in Chicago, we focus in on one specific charity, and we bring all of our resources to bear on that, whether it's maintenance personnel fixing up the real estate assets or wrapping Christmas presents and providing gifts for those in need. It's just a very important way to bring our teams together and more importantly, to provide the types of gifts and needs for those who are out in the market that maybe aren't quite in more need than what we have.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people, and I'm a true believer in everything you just said, but, you know, a lot of people would say, well, you know, why should we spend our time doing that? And the point is that the community is where your livelihood comes from. And you cannot be, if you have a bank account, I don't care how big that bank account is, if you keep taking out withdrawals, and you never make any deposits, eventually you're going to be drained, the whole thing dry. It's kind of like killing the goose that lays the golden eggs. And I do have a value system that, based on faith, that really compels me to give back. But even if you don't have that, it's as a practical matter, it makes a lot of sense if you're in commercial real estate to be visible in the community, doing some good. And every individual, I'm very impressed that a big company like yours would make such a priority out of it. But even smaller companies in smaller markets can do something, whether you're working with Big Brothers and Big Sisters or, you know, the Boy Scouts or Boys and Girls Club. I mean, you can do something. And I think it's really important that we give back and we make those deposits. And that will, I think, you're going to feel real good at the end of the day. So there's a profit right there, you know, feeling good about yourself. But in the end, it'll probably also buoy up your business real well.
That's what we found here, Alex. And you meet people in the industry, and then you meet a lot of different people that are, you know, you might not normally run across in your day-to-day business that you develop relationships with. And it's through those relationships where you can help service their needs.
Well, and I don't want to embarrass you or anything, but I do think that one of the reasons that you're so successful in your profession and leadership is because of your value system. And I told you when we were doing the pre-interview a couple of weeks ago that I really somehow wanted to reveal that aspect of what I felt was, you know, Ayn Rand said in Atlas Shrugged, you know, that love is the natural response to superlative values. And I think that there is a natural response in the business world to superlative values. And you personally have always demonstrated that to me, and creates a real stark contrast with a lot of the business leaders or top salespeople that you meet across the country in all trades, because it's something that is unique in a way. But it's still, I think, a driver for your success, and you would never say anything like that. But I just wanted to say that because, to me, that's really, I think, why you're the leader that you are, is because people respond naturally to those superlative values. But anyway, didn't want to embarrass you, but we're running low on time here. I guess what I'd like to do, close with, what would you say, and our commercial practitioners are eagerly listening, would be the top three things that would be takeaways for them if they remembered nothing else about our call today?
Well, Alex, I appreciate those kind words. And I think three key items that I would give the audience today is that each individual and firm needs to assess how they are unique and how they can translate that into business. And I think of your TV and radio shows and the exposure that gets you in the marketplace. The second item would be how you're going to provide value to your clients in a professional and engaging relationship. You have to identify what their needs are and then develop solutions that are sustainable to them in the long term. And then third is to really engage in your community. It's through that engagement that you'll develop relationships that are lifelong and that will sustain you through your business practice as you continue on a day-to-day basis.
Wow, really great counsel from someone who demonstrates all of those characteristics and qualities and has also not only survived in the business but thrived in, you know, also one of the major markets in the country. So really, really wonderful for you to share. And the fact that you're taking time, your busy schedule to sit down with me and talk with our practitioners and share that, to me, says, speaks volumes. So I can't thank you enough for being with us on our Commercial Connections podcast. Thank you, Lloyd Berry from Colliers, and just so happy to have you on the call today.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, Alex. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay, sir. You too.
Thanks for being with us on the Commercial Connections podcast, the place for you to learn the best practices from the best commercial experts in the country.